sequence of works by Robert and Clara Schumann, played for us today at Wigmore Hall by Imogen Cooper. And the piece we just heard, that was Robert Schumann's Piano Sonata No. 1 in F-sharp minor. Before it, we had firstly the romance from Clara Schumann's four characteristic pieces, Opus 5, and then Robert Schumann's romance, Opus 28, No. 2, and a scène fantastique, Ballet de Revenant, again from Clara's four characteristic pieces. Imogen Cooper returns to the stage. What a wonderful opportunity she's given us today to hear Clara Schumann's music, given the respect it deserves, and performed to rapturous applause, as you can hear, quite deservedly so. But that brings us to the end of this lunchtime concert live from Wigmore Hall. I'll say goodbye for now and hand you on to Broadcasting House.
And that was Sarah Walker. That was a recording of last Monday's lunchtime concert. Tomorrow at Wigmore Hall, the French pianist Pascal Roger will give an all-French programme of music by Debussy, Ravel, Satie and Poulenc. And you can hear it live here on Radio 3 at 1 o'clock. And that'll be repeated next Sunday lunchtime. Well, at 3 o'clock this afternoon in Choral Evensong, there's another chance to hear Wednesday's service from Portsmouth Cathedral. We'll be hearing music by Walton, Jonathan Dove and Stanford, among others. And then at 4 in the choir, Sarah Moore-Peach will be talking to the composer and baritone Roderick Williams. She'll be introducing another amateur choral group, and Bach's St John Passion is this week's choral classic. So that's what's coming up later on this afternoon. The time now is just after 2 o'clock, and time for the early music show, introduced by Lucy Skeeping.
Welcome to the second of our two visits to the 2014 Lufthansa Festival of Baroque Music. This year, to mark the 300th anniversary of the accession of George I, Prince of Hanover, to the British throne, the festival celebrates the long history of cultural links between Germany and England. And today we're hearing highlights from a concert given by the quintessential sackbut and cornet ensemble and the young Canadian tenor Daniel Auchincloss. Their programme explores the 17th century sound world of Saxony and Thuringia, the impact of the new musical styles that were coming out of Italy at the time, along with the firm presence of the Lutheran Church. Music that would later feed into the works of the region's two greatest names, Bach and Handel. Any musically educated young man would have been exposed to church music, of course, and to a variety of local concerts or domestic music making. But they'd also have been familiar with the repertoire of the town waits, the wind bands who regularly set the air abuzz from Eisenach to Weimar to Halle, Leipzig and Dresden and all the townships in between. We begin with a canzon by the distinguished organist Samuel Scheidt. Like Handel, a century later, Scheidt was born in Halle, where one of his great tasks was to rebuild the city's town band after its near destruction during the Thirty Years' War. And this piece shows just how inventive he could be, as the instruments alternate between high and low pitches and imitate each other's phrases in the sort of polychoral style that was such a feature of Italian music of the time. the quintessential sackbut and cornet ensemble directed by Richard Thomas, with a canzon by Samuel Scheidt from his collection Ludi Musici, or Musical Games, published in 1621. One of the highlights from the concert given at St John's Smith Square as part of the 2014 Lufthansa Festival. Well, as we've been hearing, a staple instrument in the early wind band lineup was the cornetto, with its small cup mouthpiece and narrow curved horn shape, a tube of wood covered in leather, in fact. It had no keys and is extremely difficult to play. Dresden-born Johann Fierdank studied the cornetto along with the violin, and by 1631 was playing in the chapel orchestra in Dresden. And it's one of his sonatas we're going to hear next, Als ich einmal Lust bekam. It's based on a solo song by one of his contemporaries. And here again we feel the Italian influence in its madrigal-like texture. After that, a setting of Psalm 51 by Andreas Hammerschmidt. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. But first in the set, music by Heinrich Schütz, a vocal piece from his collection entitled Symphoniae Sacrae. Schütz wrote it when he'd just returned from a trip to Italy, where he'd met the new director of music at St Mark's, none other than Claudio Monteverdi. He was evidently impressed by the latest developments in Italian music. Composers here have set aside the ancient rhythms to tickle the ears with fresh devices, he wrote, things that are completely unknown in Germany. Well, one of those fresh devices was a shift towards smaller groups of performers, as we'll hear now in his setting of verses from the Song of Solomon. My soul failed when he spake, for sweet is his voice, and his countenance is comely, his lips like lilies, dropping sweet-smelling myrrh.
Thank you.
a psalm setting by Andreas Hammerschmidt, ending that set of pieces from 17th century Germany. Before that, we heard a sonata by Johann Fierdank, and to start the set, a setting from the Song of Solomon by Heinrich Schütz from his Symphoniae Sacrae. The tenor, Daniel Ochingkloss, with members of the quintessential sackbut and cornet ensemble. We hear them next in music by Johann Rudolf Ahler, setting text from St. Luke. Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. Ahler spent his entire career in Mühlhausen as organist of the city's magnificent 13th century church, a post which Bach would occupy some 50 years later. But first, Johann Philipp Krieger had a good deal of success writing works for the stage, which were performed at some of Germany's great aristocratic courts. The bulk of his output, though, consisted of church cantatas, and very modern they were, with a series of recitatives and arias modelled on the operatic style of the Italians. He wrote some 2,000 of them, apparently, which must have kept him pretty busy. Now, though, we're going to hear one of his keyboard works, a chaconne in the form of a passacaglia, consisting of 45 variations on a simple six-bar theme. In between, we hear from another composer who preceded Bach at the Thomas School in Leipzig, Johann Hermann Schein, whose grasp of the Italian style, the madrigal in particular, is all the more impressive since he never actually set foot outside Germany at all.
Thank you.
Well, those were the final pieces performed by the tenor Daniel Ochincloss and the quintessential sackbut and cornet ensemble with sacred music from 17th century Germany in their concert at St John Smith Square. But we still have a little time left before the end of the programme, so we're going to dip back into the concert we broadcast on last week's show and some music we couldn't quite squeeze in then, Purcell's Funeral Sentences, which are now thought to have been written not for Queen Mary's funeral, but for that of his teacher, Henry Cook, and what's more, when Purcell was just 13 years old. The singers are the Belgian group Vox Luminis. Vox Luminis, directed by Lionel Mernier, with Purcell's funeral sentences. And as you can hear, the audience at Smith Square really loved them. So an encore was in order.
Remember Not, Lord, Our Offences by Henry Purcell, performed by Vox Luminis, directed by Lionel Mernier. It was recorded last month at the Lufthansa Festival of Baroque Music in London. The Early Music Show was presented by Lucy Skeeping and produced by Helen Garrison. Next week, Sophie Yates visits the Russell Collection of Early Keyboard Instruments in Edinburgh.
Get to know the man who brought us this, and this, and this, and this. A 150 years ago this week, Richard Strauss was born. I'm Donald MacLeod, and I'm playing my part in the celebrations as I introduce Richard Strauss as Composer of the Week throughout this week at noon, with another chance to hear the programme at 6:30 each evening. And why not listen in glorious HD sound? Go to the Radio 3 website for more details, where you'll also find the Richard Strauss Radio 3 Opera Guides available as podcasts. Richard Strauss, 150, here on BBC Radio 3.
And we'll be hearing Strauss songs this evening in our live concert. It's coming from Wigmore Hall in London, and it's given by a recital given by Dorothea Rochman and Malcolm Martineau. They'll be performing songs by Fauré, Liszt, Strauss, as I said, and Hugo Wolf. And that live concert begins at 7:30. And it's followed by Drama on Three, which is The Seagull by Anton Chekhov. It's an 1895 comedy drama in which all the characters are dissatisfied with their lives. And the cast includes Siobhan Redmond and Paul Higgins. That's Drama on Three, which starts at 10 o'clock this evening. This is BBC Radio 3. The time is 3 o'clock now. Time for Choral Evensong, which was first broadcast on Wednesday, live from Portsmouth Cathedral, as part of events marking the 70th anniversary of D-Day. During the service, the Canticles, Jonathan Dove's Portsmouth service, received their first broadcast performance. And the anthem, with words from Psalm 122, is by Herbert Howells, O Pray for the Peace of Jerusalem. The service opens with A Litany by William Walton, a setting of words by the metaphysical poet Phineas Fletcher. Drop, drop, slow tears, and bathe those beauteous feet which brought from heaven the news and Prince of Peace.
Lord, open thou our lips.
And the mouth shall show forth thy praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
Welcome to Portsmouth Cathedral, the Cathedral of the Sea, which is situated just a couple of hundred yards from the harbour entrance and the Solent. Our distinctive lantern tower, so visible to seafarers every day, would have been one of the last landmarks seen by the thousands of Allied troops from and around the world as they left these shores for the beaches of Normandy. We are now 70 years on from those events. But it is still right to gather and remember, to give thanks for the freedom we enjoy, but bought at such a human cost, and to commit ourselves afresh to work for peace and justice and an end to tyranny. You join us as part of our daily round of worship and prayer to God, as we now listen to the choir singing Psalms 36 and 46.